SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on the heat wave scorching much of the U.S. with record temperatures.
The heat is on across the country with triple-digit temperatures in many places. At a Portland music festival over the holiday, attendees like Angelica Carraz feeling the 100-degree temperatures.
When you're in the sun, it feels like you're cooking. Yeah, it feels like you're cooking a little bit.
Around 130 million people across the U.S. are under some kind of heat warning through the upcoming week, says National Weather Service meteorologist Jacob Asherman.
Dozens of daily high temperature records could fall.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Beryl has begun leaving Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Next up, East Texas.
This is the time now, if you're in the hurricane or storm surge watch area, to protect your home, put up your shutters, cover your windows, be ready to secure your doors, loose items. Determine if you're going to have to go to a shelter if you're asked to evacuate. Know what your sheltering options are. Keep in mind your pets, your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones, other folks who might need help evacuating or otherwise preparing for the storm.
That's the director of the National Hurricane Center, Michael Brennan, with that advice. Foreign policy expert and podcaster Dan Senor says Israel may try to convince Palestinians to support new leadership in Gaza as one way of ending the war.
Building up other Palestinians to play leadership roles in parts, not all, in parts of Gaza. And so maybe that in and of itself would put pressure on Sinwar.
Police say two people were killed and three others injured in Independence Day violence in Huntington Beach, California. Al Pacella lives in that neighborhood.
I feel that everybody here is so nice and he's yelling just here to have a good time. Nobody's that we go that crazy to want to harm or let alone kill somebody.
A city spokeswoman said Friday police arrested a 26-year-old Huntington Beach resident. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Hawaii. Here's Michael Harrington with a report.
A U.S. district court says public schools in the state must allow Christian clubs to operate on campus just like any other formally sanctioned organization. Child Evangelism Fellowship sued when the Hawaii Department of Education barred after-school Bible clubs over church-state separation concerns. The Supreme Court has ruled that schools cannot discriminate based on religious affiliation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgaria's Orthodox Church has elected a bishop considered to be pro-Russian as its new leader in a vote that reflects the divisions in the church and wider society since Russia invaded Ukraine more than 2 years ago. Unlike his late predecessor, who criticized Russia's aggression in Ukraine, Bishop Daniil has taken the side of Russian patriarchs who refuse to recognize the independence of Ukraine's Orthodox Church. This is SRN News. Louisiana must protect the health and safety of incarcerated workers.
The inmates are toiling in the fields of a former slave plantation. U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson says they face substantial risk of injury or death in blistering summer temperatures.
And that is John Scott reporting. The Labor Department says 206,000 jobs were added in June.
Do you remember that soft landing the Federal Reserve was trying to accomplish? Well, Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, says the June numbers show they are getting there.
This is close to what the Fed wants to see. I think we have a good, solid economy with slowing inflation, and that's what everybody wants.
But it's still too soon for the Fed to start cutting interest rates.
We did get some better inflation numbers for May, but they want to see a few months of better inflation numbers.
And that report from correspondent Shelley Adler. You'll find more of these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.